It's not what you bring to the battle, it's who you bring to the battle.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. In this evening's broadcast, Pastor Brian Grant will conclude the message begun last week, in which he focused on the account of David's giant killing encounter with Goliath found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. We learn how we ourselves, like David, can slay the giants that show up in our own lives, how by believing God's promises and deciding to do things God's way, we also may gain the victory. Turn with us now to 1 Samuel 17 and listen as, picking up with some of the points broadcast last week, Pastor Grant concludes his message, Slaying the Giants in Your Life. Here once again is Pastor Grant.
Have you any spiritual victories that you can remember? Do you know that some Christians don't have any? Do you know that some Christians, there are some of you right now, as you sit and ponder, what spiritual victory have you had? Some of you are having a hard time remembering any. But when we have spiritual victories, it helps our faith to grow. And I am suggesting to you that you can change things today, because this morning you can decide to ask God to help you have a spiritual victory. Let's put this down in your notes. We must seek opportunities for small victories. You wrote that down? We must seek opportunities for small victories. Let me flesh this out with a couple illustrations. Suppose you're dealing with pornography. What is a small victory? Well, you could decide, if you have a problem with pornography, you could decide today, God help me, that I might find someone who I can trust so I can share my problem with them. I can confess to them I have this problem, and I can ask them to be my accountability partner. It's amazing all the stuff we can get out of this story of David and Goliath. Some really practical stuff to help us in our own drama. And God is saying, listen, don't just sit with your problem. Don't just sit with your giant. Listen, ask God to help you get a small victory. And so I'm going to encourage you, I'm going to challenge you, if that was your issue, I'm going to challenge you this morning. Don't allow this week to end without your finding this accountability partner who you're going to talk to, and you can start getting some help. That is step one. Suppose your issue was loneliness. Oh, let me go there. Because many of us suffer with loneliness. And one of the temptations when we are lonely, and particularly if there's no Christian person who comes into our life, we are tempted to do what? You can talk back to me. This preacher don't mind if you talk to him. We will get into a relationship with a unsaved person. I'm sure there's somebody here this morning. I'm sure in this size group, there's somebody who on the quiet... One small victory is to ask God to help you to bring the relationship to an end. That might solve the problem with loneliness, you know. The giant of loneliness might still be there, but you have now made one step on that journey to victory. And little by little, God is going to help you. Listen, we got to start asking God for some small victories. What is it that you're dealing with? What is it that you're dealing with? You said, Pastor, my big problem is my spouse. I am so discouraged. I am so discouraged. Listen, so you know one small victory? You mightn't feel like it. But why don't you this week decide, I am going to do something to put a smile on my spouse's face, I don't feel like it, but God help me to get victory. I'm going to send her some roses if that's what she likes. If she likes chocolate, I'm going to do that. If she wants breakfast in bed, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to, listen, and wives, you're going to think about what you would put a smile on your husband's face. And instead of staying in the rut, make a decision. God, help me to get a small victory. What is it you're going to ask God for? Don't shout it. But make a decision today, this morning, as we sit in God's house. God is speaking to you and say, God, I'm going to grab a hold of what you're saying and I'm going to take some action. God, I want some small victories. Small victories that I can build on, that will strengthen my faith to believe that you are going to deliver me. Amen. Praise God. Let's move on. 4. Discard worldly weapons. Look at 1 Samuel 17:38, if you would please. So Saul clothed David with his armor, and he put a bronze helmet on his head. He also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword to his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. Listen, as you face your giant, you're going to be tempted to put on some worldly weapons. I can just hear you now. Here I was talking about your money problems, and I said to you to stop watching QVC. And the minute I said stop watching QVC, the devil said, but Pastor, the lotto would really solve my problem. You probably weren't here on New Year's Eve when they played this game. The young adults will put this thing together, where they had me saying, they cut different pieces of messages that I gave, and had me saying, if you need money, join the lotto line. All right. They had all these messages, and you were being asked to say whether that was true or false. That was for fun. And listen, I didn't mind at all, just in case you think it bothered me. It didn't bother me at all, because I think you all know that's exactly what you're not going to do. Amen. You may think the lotto will solve your problem. It only adds another one. It only adds another one. Listen, if you want money, you must work. Forget about the gambling. Forget about Atlantic City. Listen. Let me just say something. I wasn't planning to go there. The devil, young and old, I want you to listen good. The devil is doing everything he can to wreck us. He is putting gambling all around us. It's everywhere. It surrounds us. You can turn on your smart TV. You can gamble from your TV. You can gamble from your phone. That's not God's way. I want you to be clear. David took off the worldly Saul's weapons. We do not fight as the world fights. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. And my God, listen, if you know Jesus, he doesn't need you in the lotto line, amen? Because a cattle on a thousand hills are his, and the hills belong to him also. He can supply your needs. Get out of the lotto line. Give up the gambling. Listen, don't do it God the world way. Divorce will solve my problem. No, it won't solve your problem. Then some folks, you know, one of the big challenges, I said it to you some weeks ago, one of the big problems facing the Christian church today is shacking up. We have all sort of Christians shacking up on the quiet. I'm lonely. So God understands I'm lonely. That ain't God's way. And my friend, we need to realize we need to get rid of trying to solve our problem with worldly weapons. Psalm 1 is still in the book. And Psalm 1 says what? Blessed is the man and woman it counts on you to. Blessed is the person who walks what? Not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scorners, but his or her delight is in the law of the Lord. Amen? Forget about. Everybody loves Oprah. Everybody loves my boy, Steve Harvey. He writes books telling you what to do. How many times has he been divorced? But he's going to write all these books on marriage. Are you crazy to be taking advice from Steve Harvey? Iyanla. You know that name? I have trouble saying it. Iyanla Van Sant. You ever heard of her? I hope I'm not messing with your folks, you know. Some of you after you say, Pastor, you preach against my person. Hey, I'm just giving you as I see it. Be very careful about trying to do God's work or achieve God's objective in your life with worldly weapons. His delight, her delight, is in the law of the Lord. They may say it's old-fashioned. It still has the answers. It has the answer for your problem and for my problem. It still has the answer. Young person, grab a hold of this book and start studying it. Make it a point of study. Don't allow yourself to become so bogged down with the remote control stuff. Don't get into all that stuff. One of the challenges is that this younger generation, we are putting this book aside. This is the treasures of God. This is God speaking to us. This is a book I must love. I must study it. I must hide it in my heart.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. Or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
God challenged each of us regarding that. But point number five, focus on God, not your giant. Amen? 1 Samuel 17, I'm in verse 45 this time. Then David said to the Philistines, "You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you." And this day, boy, he was confident. "I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistine to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the field, that all the earth may know that what there is a God in Israel." Hallelujah. It's not that David didn't see the problem. 9'9" Goliath was hard to miss. But David knew that his God was bigger than any giant. Oh, I hope you're listening to me today. No matter what you're facing this morning, no matter what you're going through, with Jesus, I can make it. With him, I know I can stand. No matter what may come my way, my life is in his hand. You know, if you study 1 Samuel 17 very carefully, you'll discover that David only referred to Goliath twice, and neither time did he call Goliath by name. Very interesting. He doesn't call Goliath by name, but he references Goliath twice, but he also, if you look carefully, he mentions the Lord 9 times. And by name, he mentions the Lord 9 times. But he mentions Goliath twice, but not by his name. That's a 9-2 ratio. He was thinking about God 4.5 times as much he was worried about Goliath. I have a suggestion. Do you know if you and I started thinking about God's grace 4.5 times as much as we think about our guilt? Oh, come on now. We may start to realize that we have hope. Oh, sometimes we run into individuals and they have done some stuff. Oh, I bet you there's somebody here in the audience this morning. You have done some stuff in your life, sir. You have done some stuff, madam. You have done some stuff. And you figure, listen, there is no possible hope for me. I just want you to know, man, if we would just focus on the grace of God much more than we focus on what we did, we realize how much we are loved by God. God loves me. When I realize that how much God loves me and I start focusing on him much more than I focus on my guilt. Now don't get me wrong. You got to listen. You can't get saved unless you deal with your guilt. You got to come to God and admit to God that you're a sinner, sir. And I'm trusting and praying that this morning, young lady, young man, that this morning you would come and say, God, it's me. I am guilty. I am a sinner. But that this morning you realize that despite all you have done, how much God loves you. Because God loves you so much, there is hope, there is salvation, and God wants to change you. But listen. If we started thinking about God's power four times as much as we think about our problems, we may start believing victory can be ours. Oh, I'm going to tell you, as a pastor, I get to hear so much about people's problems. But do you know, most time people come for counseling, somehow their focus is so much on the problem that they have forgotten God. But when we focus on God, chew on that. When we focus on the omnipotent God, at best, David is 19 years old. How old are you? Some of you are 23, some 33, 43, 53. She's 73. She wants us to believe. Amen. I can tease her. She's my friend. You don't have to confess right now. This boy's 19. He's so confident in God. Amen. That this God can deliver. But he says, I don't have to focus on the giant. I'm going to focus on God. I wonder if this morning the Spirit of God is working in your heart this morning. I wonder if somebody this morning is hearing what God is saying to you. That he's saying to you, it's time to stop being so wrapped up and tied up with the problem. And start saying, but wait, God is able. Hallelujah. Listen, put this down in your notes. Here's a simple but powerful concept to keep in mind. When we focus on giants, you go down. But when we focus on God, the giants will go down. Amen? When we start focusing on God, the giants will go down. Well, let me get to six before I quit. Our confident, unwavering faith in God will bring victory. Look again at verse 46, and I'll go to verse 47. David says, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And then in verse 47, he says, then all the assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's. And he will give you into our hands. There's something in the text I don't want you to miss. Goliath had dishonored the Lord, and David was determined to magnify him. I don't want you to miss this, because central to the whole story is this part that many times we miss. It's not just a battle story, because it is also about the honor of God. David is fighting for the honor of God. Don't miss that. That's what got him all upset. David is upset because he shows up and all the armies of God are cowering, and the Philistine is defying the armies of God. It's really about David's concern for the honor of God. And because he was so concerned for the honor of God, that's why he was committed to fighting. It was not about David. Let's stop a little. Why do you want God to help you slay your giant? You know, if we are honest, many times we want God to help us slay our giant. It has nothing to do with bringing glory to God. It's all about me. Oh, God, help me with my marriage. Not that we might bring more glory to God, but I'll have a happy life. Lord, help me with this problem, that I might have a happy life. God ain't interested in helping you. You really want to get God's attention? You know, this message is somewhat tied into last week's message when we spoke about enthroning God in our lives. God is seriously interested when we are saying, God, I want you to help me with my dragon, my giant, so that my life might glorify you, so the world might see what you have done and people be drawn to you. Lord, that I might be used by you. God, that I might achieve the purpose for which you made me. God, I want help so that I can bring you glory. Hallelujah. Listen, when we get there, God's thoughts get very interested. Because it's not about you. It's about him. It's about bringing him glory. And we forget, why did he make us? He made us in the first place to bring him glory. We were made for his glory. Amen. David was so confident because of his determination. So despite the mismatch, David had confident, unwavering faith in God. He knew, write this down, it's not what you bring to the battle, it's who you bring to the battle. And David put one stone in his sling, slung it at Goliath. It hit him in his forehead. A 9-foot-9 Goliath went down. Folks, sit and think. Just like that, that quickly, Goliath, who was viewed as being invincible, just that quickly, he was dead. And it was all because of David's confident, unwavering faith in the omnipotent God. Let me put one last verse of scripture on the board. 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. My friend, you can also conquer your giant. You can. And you don't need 5 stones. I don't know why David took 5. Some people said Goliath had 4 brothers and David had 1 stone for every brother. The Bible doesn't say so. You only really need 1 stone. And it's not an actual stone, it's a person. The Bible calls him the chief cornerstone. It calls him a stone of stumbling. Really, it's a person by the name of Jesus. That's really all we need. We need Jesus. You know, he's going to be able to carry you through the raging waters that you're facing right now. And this Jesus, he, as we submit and enthrone him as the Lord of our lives, he will not only carry us through the raging waters, but he's able to deliver us from every giant. And this morning, he wants to help somebody. He wants to help somebody who says, God, perhaps right now you don't even have a relationship with him. He wants to help you, but first you must say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me.
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and He will answer your prayer and He will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.